You got to hear this one more time. Again, this is Channel 4 News in Manhattan. Go.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? I'm a girl.
No, you're not. Little Miss Hot Mess. Reading to children at the Brooklyn Public Library.
On the drag queen go swish, 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 swish.
Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues.
Oh, Cat Savage of the Brooklyn Public Library. Oh, what a saint you are.
And all of these topics that are
real. Wait, I gotta stop it right here. Mr. Carpenter, you gotta say, wait, I'm gonna back it up two seconds. Watch. You have to see it from here. Now watch.
Gender fluidity.
And boom. What do you see behind Little Miss Hot Mess? There's a black guy back there with a camera taking video. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 adults looking on the Little Hot Mess, the drag queen, with a bunch of 2 and 3 year olds gathered around at the Brooklyn Public Library.
Are real, are very, very real.
Do you get it? Everyone thinks that this girl is a boy because she's a little bit of a tomboy. Those are people who think that gay people are sinful or evil or, you know, bad to begin with.
Well, they can be, you know, very.
Just starting from such different places that it's kind of irrelevant to me.
It can be relevant to me.
It's great. So much.
By the way, the Chiron says here that the drag queen story reading hour is here.
So, you know, we're sort of just starting from such different places that it's kind of irrelevant to me.
Drag Queen Story Hour is popular among the parents and children at the public library. This is child abuse on parade. These children are being told by Lil Hot Mess, the drag queen, that they may reject their biological gift, male or female. And to add insult to injury, no, you know what's amazing to me, Mr. Carpenter? I'll fix that mic for you next segment so you can actually talk. You know what's amazing to me? My daughter Madison, when she was little, her mother decided she was going to watch Stephen King's It, the TV miniseries. And Maddie stumbled into the room one day, and it was, of course, it stars a clown. And somehow watched an episode or part of an episode of It. And from that day forward has been mortified by clowns. And many kids are. People think, oh, everybody loves a clown. No, everybody doesn't love a clown. John Wayne Gacy dressed up as a clown. Now, when you see Little Hot Mess, what do you see? Here comes a parent, by the way. Drag Queen Story is the most popular.
Great. So much
it's
energy.
It's great! So much energy!
Did you like it?
Yeah, I'm a 2-year-old. Yeah, Mommy, I loved watching The Freak of Nature. I loved watching you and Dad and all the people at the library destroy God's creation and biological sex, Mommy. I absolutely loved it.
You know, that's what I'm looking for in all of our outings is to present different ways of being in the world and make that fun and available.
Hey, can we present different ways of being in the world? I have an idea. Why don't we present ways of being in the world as a serial killer? And why don't we make that fun? How about that?